Have you noticed eggs are everywhere? We've noticed, and so has Here Now resident chef Kathy Gunst, who says eggs are not just for breakfast anymore. She's seeing them in ramen shops, bistros, pizzerias. She's made some dishes of her own and joins us in the studio to talk eggs. Kathy, good to see you.
Great to see you, Robin.
In getting ready for this story, our producer, Emiko Tamagawa, learned that when birds, amphibians, reptiles have eggs, it's called a clutch.
I know, a chicken clutch.
So there you have it, and there's just a clutch of eggs in our line of sight. Why?
Well, I think in a way, eggs might be the most perfect food around. It's just this great blast of protein and energy, and it's no longer, as you mentioned, just for breakfast. I see them everywhere I go. Yes, on top of ramen, the delicious Japanese noodle dish, the Korean dish, I believe I'm saying this correctly, bibimbap, always a fried egg on top of the Korean beef and the noodles and the grated carrots. Bistro salads, very popular in France for years, a poached egg in the middle of a salad of spicy winter greens like frisée, endive, chicory. Mm. You cut the egg open and the yolk just oozes out onto the greens. Wonderful way to perk up a winter salad.
Well, you sound like an ad for the egg industry. And, you know, people were concerned about eggs for a while, cholesterol.
Very much concerned. Let's get right to it. Every doctor was saying, cut the eggs out, cut the eggs out. But the truth is, cookbook author Marie Simmons wrote a book called The Good Egg, and she says it's been shown to be erroneous. There is no direct link between the amount of cholesterol in a particular food and the level of cholesterol in the blood. And there have been a lot of studies that have found that the vast majority of people who are not genetically predisposed to coronary disease can eat an egg every day with no increased risk to their health. The truth is, no connection to the egg industry here. They have an incredible storehouse of nutrients. They are a complete protein. They have amino acids. Those are the building blocks of protein. There's vitamin A. There's vitamin B. And egg yolks have vitamin D. So rather than being scared of them, as with just about everything in this world, moderation.
Okay. And you can even moderate further, maybe not eat the yolk and just the egg white, which is tons of protein.
Sure.
But they're beautiful, too.
They are gorgeous.
Egg colors are gorgeous.
One of the beauties about raising your own chickens is that if you have a variety of chickens, you get this rainbow array of colors. We had chickens where we had blue eggs, we had a pale green egg, we had a bright green, we had beige, we had white. They're spectacular. And of course, when you buy an egg from a farm directly, you are getting an egg that is so much fresher than one that you're going to buy at a grocery store. And does that matter? Well, like everything, it does matter. An egg deteriorates at room temperature very, very quickly. So the fresher it is, and you want to always keep them cool. You want to keep them refrigerated.
Always in the refrigerator. Well, that's some of the background of the, some would say lowly, you would say lovely egg.
Very lovely.
And you've brought in some dishes. What have you got?
I have. Let me start over here. This is a frittata. Mm-hmm. This is served at room temperature. I sauteed leeks and red pepper, sweet red pepper and red onions, and added eggs and popped it into a very hot oven. And it puffs up, and then you let it settle down and flip it out. And this is food that you can eat for breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
I have to say, the beautiful smell coming from this.
It's a wonderful smell. And notice how yellow it is. What you're seeing there is so yellow because when you buy a farm-raised egg, the yolk is much brighter, almost sunflower yellow yolk. And you get this burst of delicious egg flavor. Mm. But hopefully you're also tasting the leek and the red pepper. And the Spanish serve this at tapas bars with glasses of sherry. I would eat this with a shot of espresso or at lunch with a beautiful green salad or for dinner. But that's just the beginning. Eggs are the basis of custards and quiche, creme brulee, baked goods, pasta, breads. The other thing that I love to do with them is, it's so old-fashioned, but I have made you deviled eggs, two different types. One of them is with fresh dill and scallions, and the other one is with sun-dried tomatoes.
Wait a minute. Neither of your eggs here has the red paprika on the top with the egg looking just a little bit brown.
Yes, I'm sorry to disappoint you with that. But what I do is I hard-boil the eggs. Now, can I give you a tip on that?
Yeah.
Because a lot of people have trouble with this. First of all, if you have super fresh eggs, they're going to be harder to peel.
Yeah.
So when you're hard-boiling, I cover the egg with cold water. I bring it to a boil, take it off the heat, cover it, and let it sit for about 14 minutes. Okay, so just
bring
to the
it
boil.
To a boil and then take it off.
Right, 14 minutes. Then I drain it. Now here's the trick. Mm. When the pot is empty, I shake it, right, back and forth, so that the eggs crack a little against the side of the pan. Mm-hmm. And then I pour cold water on it. And what happens is that the cold water forces the egg to separate from the shell. Voila.
Voila.
Comes time to shell. Easy, easy. Mm. The other trick of these is I take out the yolks, I mash them, I do add a little bit of mayonnaise, but in the bottom of the white, I put the filling. So in the dill and scallion, at the bottom of the white, there's some fresh dill and scallion. Then I put the yolk filling on top. So every time you take a bite of the deviled egg, you're getting these layers of flavor. Mm. Same with the sun-dried tomatoes. There are a zillion variations of this.
This is so good. But, well, the dill... It tastes more like the traditional, the sun-dried tomatoes.
Isn't that nice?
That is wonderful in a deviled egg. Delicious.
All right. I have a few more tips for you. Mm-hmm. You go to a supermarket, and there are all these eggs there, and you're like, what the heck is a nutrient-enhanced egg? What's an organic egg versus a free-range? So let me tell you a little bit about it. There are these nutrient-enhanced eggs. A little bit scary to me. The hens are on special diets, these nutrient-rich feeds, and they're looking to decrease the saturated fat content and add omega-3 fatty acid to the diet. Personally, I don't want my chicken feed messed with, but that's what that's about.
Okay.
Organic eggs, clearly, hens are fed an organic diet. They tend to be more expensive. Many people feel they taste better, but it's nice to know what the hens have been eating and that it's okay. A free-range egg is what it sounds like. The hens are raised outdoors or with access to outdoors in a roaming area. And these organic and free-range eggs tend to have much yellower yolks because the chickens have a much more varied diet.
Well, and of course, the thinking is they have a better life while they're making you eggs.
Happy eggs. Yeah. And then they're fertile eggs, which many swear by, and that's produced by a hen who has mated with a rooster.
Weigh in on the, when you get an egg, should you wash them? I mean, usually you're going to boil them or peel them.
Susie Middleton, who lives on Martha's Vineyard and is author of the upcoming book Fresh from the Farm, has 500 chickens. And I went to visit her this past summer. And she was explaining to me that when a hen lays an egg, it's automatically covered with this thin membrane called a bloom. And this keeps eggs that are unwashed fresh for several weeks. So if you're buying eggs from a farm, you don't want to bring them home and immediately wash them. That would be our instinct. Warm or hottish water will signal the pores in the eggshell to close up, whereas cold water opens them. So if you are washing dirty eggs in cold water, you run the risk of allowing whatever bacteria was there to travel through the shell.
Who knew?
So don't wash for a while. And if you do wash, you definitely want to use warmish water.
One last favorite way of using an egg.
Oh, boy, favorite way. Well, I talked about the bistro salads. I love that. But I love to make what I call a belt sandwich, not a BLT, but a bacon, egg, lettuce, and tomato sandwich with a tarragon lemon mayonnaise. I could eat these all day. You've got the recipe.
Here in Now Resident Chef Kathy Gunst. You want her to invite you over for lunch. Her most recent book is Notes from a Maine Kitchen, Seasonally Inspired Recipes. Today she talked of the egg. Kathy, thanks so much.
Great to be here.
Over heaven, no, no, over meads, over a rainbow, for some over easy, over two biscuits, bacon, pepper, double cheese, oh, please, mama, make me mine. I like my scrambled in the morning, you like your sunny side. I like my scrambled in the
thanks
morning.
Thanks to the hens. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Here and Now.
Hey, yo, Stefan. Something, man.
Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art, presenting Bill T. Jones in Storytime, a new dance work inspired by John Cage, February 21st through 23rd, ICABoston.org.